right, dude. We're on the air.
We're on it. It's on.
Okay, everybody. Here's the update episode on Andy's bathroom.
I am the worst. My social game sucks.
Well, okay. Sometimes. I'm not gonna argue with that. Yeah, you should have been posting all along on this whole bathroom remodel.
I'm gonna have to start doing a little bit of timed release of where we're at, so everybody can kind of keep up, and it'll be fine.
Well, we're gonna do it here with the MTGA podcast bonus edition.
So, about a month ago, I think it's about a month ago. No, I was going to say, I think I started, like, we finally got enough material to, like, get things rolling.
Okay.
And there's
decisions
been a lot
were
of
made and yeah. enough decisions were made where you could start doing
some demo. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that happened. Well, let's put it this way. I tore out, pulled my toilet out a month ago, and I took the vanity out a month ago.
You've been holding it that long.
I've been holding it for you. Yeah. Luckily we have a guest bathroom on the main floor. And so been Cheryl and I's, a commode away.
Yeah. It sucks, doesn't it?
It does. It's not that big a deal. We don't live in like a McMansion, so it's not like 700 feet to the next bathroom. We don't have to have rest area this way signs or anything.
About a month ago you started.
Yeah.
Demo.
Yeah, really? Yanked the floor out, I pulled almost the entire, I started doing like microsurgery on the wall where the vanity was at, because I was like, well, I got to move this waste up a little bit and fix this. And I ended up just pulling that entire drywall out, like the whole wall worth. Got my plumbing redone. You know, that was over probably the first week. And part of this, so let's preface this back. If you remember back from the episode, we were putting in medicine cabinets. So built-in medicine cabinets, fully recessed. You had to
reframe.
Yeah. So I had to reframe because they're 24 inches wide and a 16-inch framed wall.
What's on the other side of that wall?
Our bedroom.
So did you have to cut holes in the sheetrock in the backside too?
I was like a freaking cardiac microsurgeon, like orthoscopic surgery. Cut nail heads off with fine tool. I didn't get any nail pops or anything on the bedroom side, which I was super happy about.
That'd be like the first thing that happened to me, I swear.
Until I was cutting the waistline and I jammed my sawzall caught and right through the wall. And I'm like, oh, you son of a. So
right,
I got one
paper and everything. It's just this mess. Yeah.
So I gotta fix that. But other than that, I mean, the wall did well. I had to add like 8 studs, top to bottom, to build out this, basically the frame, you know, cause it had header it out and do it proper and got it all headered out and then re-drilled everything and put my waste lav drains in there and got it all done.
Did the medicine cabinets in your particular, did you have to like totally remodel the plumbing, or were you just able to move the drains where you needed to and everything stayed?
The drains and the all the plumbing was fine with the medicine cabinets. I had to cut the waste arms out. So basically the way this was plumbed is it was on a fixture cross. And so my horizontal lines going out, my waste arms out to the lavs, were going through where these new studs were at. So I just chopped everything out, and then put the new studs in and then re-drilled.
I believe the technical term is fixture branch.
Basically it's a double. Not a double santee, because that's not a legal thing. It's a fixture. Yeah. Fixture cross, I guess.
So you got that all plumbed up.
Yep.
Then you had to, how'd you finish? You put shiplap on the, I mean, you're doing all of the work.
But. Yeah. I'm doing it all. So yeah, I
classic plumber fashion, not hiring anybody to do what they're good at. Instead, you're just going to do it yourself. Wait. I believe that we talk about this.
We do many times. I'll say this. I relatively enjoy doing this kind of thing. I'm a hands-on kind of guy. I enjoy dabbling in things that I'm not, I guess that I'm not, I don't want to say that I'm not skilled at, but things that I don't do regularly.
Yeah, it's more enjoyable. I've said this so many times, and I believe it too. I don't think you'd disagree. You don't mind doing the tile work because you don't do it every day. If you did tile, you don't love the plumbing. I bet you the plumbing part was the hardest thing for you. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mentally. Yep. Like, yep.
I haven't done the shower yet.
It's just hard to do that. Your own plumbing. Like, I have a pop-up drain in our master bathroom. We have a double vanity. And my sink has been missing the pop-up assembly. Like, Andy, if I say 2 years, it's probably four.
Yeah.
What a... Okay. Well, so anyway, so then you move on from the plumbing, you did the walls, you did tile, everything, floor, so, tile.
Hung drywall on the walls, tiled the entire floor. I laid, we used the Schluter Duo PS, pressure sensitive Duo backer, like a tile, like an isolation pad.
Yeah.
And then put warm wire in that. So I've got a heated floor.
You're heating this.
We're going bougie.
And, you are bougie. Both of you. Yeah. You two are bougie. You're my bougiest friends. I love it.
We had a little lull in the action because Cheryl and I went back and forth on some tile options. And we were going to do this really cool like hexagons, like 2x2 hexagons, black on the floor. They were going to be ceramic and it was going to be cool. And then we decided not to do that. We were going to do these a different style double hex. So it was a hex inside of a hex in the shower. We're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. Tile scheme changed like twice, three times throughout it. Mm. She picked up on this kind of an olive green brick style tile.
Okay. That
she absolutely loved the color of it. And I'm
for the shower you're talking about.
For the shower, the walls. And I'm totally on board with it too. We order a sample. We're like, oh, heck yeah. I look at it and I'm like, you know, it's kind of porous. Like this, something's weird here. Do you think this is approved for a shower? You know? And so then she calls the tile company and they're like, no, don't use it in the shower. And I'm like, God dang it. So that set us back a little bit, trying to find something else that was that color because we were stuck on this. And anyway, a couple weeks basically was in the middle there where we were not really in a lull, but I mean, I had stuff going on that in the shower. We're also installed like 16 boilers at this time, you know, for the day job.
It's not like you're not busy.
Right.
Really long.
And, so then we get a call from the tile company, customer service follow-up. So, hey, all you guys that are out there doing bids and jobs and stuff, and you're not following up. Follow up with the customer.
Heck yeah. That's how you make your sale half the time. Like seriously.
Yeah. So the guy,
don't sleep on those cold leads basically.
No. So this guy calls and says, hey, you know, we just want to check and see how the sample of the tile looked and, you know, see if you're happy with it. And Cheryl goes, well, yeah, we absolutely loved it, but you know, it's not going to work for our application. And he's like, well, what's your application? And he's like, well, we're going to put it in the shower. And he's like, well, why wouldn't it work in the shower? And she's like, well, I talked to this guy and he's like, said, no, don't do it in the shower. He's like, oh, well, I'm going to follow up on that because no, you just order the tile for a shower application and we glaze the edges. He goes, we'll just glaze it differently. And that way it's ready to go and it's all sealed up. And I was like, oh my God, seriously, we've been like 3 weeks of trying to select tile because this wasn't the right application. And then all of a sudden it was on, boom, let's do it. And it wasn't so much that we're not ready for shower tile. But the shower tile changed what we were doing on the walls and what we were doing on the floors.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, so we've got a black slate, like a half inch thick black slate, circles and squares on the floor. And it turned out really cool.
It does look cool. I've seen pictures. Yeah. I haven't seen it in person.
Yeah, it turned out cool. I got this last week was a big week for us. I got the shiplap all hung and prepped. I got all the trim on. And then I sprayed the one accent wall and then around the side is a different color and then got the trim all sprayed. So I've basically been a painter for the last week. And I don't know. This is the part where it's starting to come together and it's
going to get that shower done though and just get this over with.
The shower is going to take me a month. I bet it takes me a month to do it. I got so much stuff to do.
Hey, you got guests coming to town here.
I know.
End of September.
That's right.
You got to get this done.
I got to get cracking. So
You got a couple Minnesotans coming to stay with you at least 1 or 2 days while they're in town.
It'll be all good. We'll be rocking and rolling.
It takes what it takes.
Yeah.
At this point, do you have your shower to use?
Your old
shower.
Oh, no, I tore that sucker out.
It's out. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Here's something I would love to do. I would love to remodel. Heather and I have come up. I think we're in agreement here for the master, that I think I've got her convinced, and she's smart. She doesn't need to be convinced of anything. If we're going to take this kind of project on like you just did, it's going to involve a designer because we want to move a couple things. And I think that if we just put back in place what's there, but new, does that make sense? I think we're not using the best, not making the best use of the space.
I would agree. And so I would say that I am also not a designer. My wife, however, has spent the majority of her professional career, not outside of being Mickelson Plumbing's brains.
She's a real estate agent.
Yeah, she's in real estate. However, she spent like 14 years, working with homeowners to select colors, trim levels, trim packages, selecting fixtures, lighting. And so she's got a really good knack at that. Like, you know, hey, this is what I see. I always give her shit because she's on Instagram and Pinterest all the time. And she's constantly sending me stuff and she'll bookmark stuff and be like, hey, I like this. I like that. What do you think of this? And now this bathroom has become the culmination of that. You know, that's cool.
It looks really nice. Things.
Yeah.
Regarding that though, the shower, back to that.
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything with the, like, you're going to go crazy? You going to do anything with the shower?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
We've got two Kohler statement shower valves. I think they're statement.
Are those DTV stuff?
No, not electronic. No. I bumped away from the electronic because I just went, you know what? I'm not going to connect my phone to this stuff.
You have the interface where it's all just
touch,
push button and it goes to some other thing.
Yep. So my side of the shower will have four functions.
Oh, your side. Oh, this is a dual shower.
Yeah, dual shower.
Hey, Lane, if you're listening, we need some mood music right now. Okay. Hey, I wasn't going there. I said mood music, man. okay, so you're going to dual-sided shower.
Yep, so we'll have two standard shower heads. We're going to have a rain function that has basically dual heads or dual functions. Really cool Kohler. I think that's a Vicky. Anyway, and then I've got two body sprays and then, there'll be a handheld in there.
I'm not a body spray person. Am I just missing it? If I just not experienced the right body spray, like I've never,
I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. I was like, you know what? We're going to do this. I'm going to do it once. I don't know how often I'll use them. I may not.
I really in the right configuration of the shower, I like a rain head.
Yep.
I think it's very, but it can also be in the way. Like it can also be inconvenient to have, like if that's your only thing, I don't like it.
Right.
Yeah. I like being able to turn it on or off.
And that's why we kind of went with the way we did it with the shower head on each side. The rain head's directly centered. We've got high ceilings. We're 9'2" on the main floor. Yeah. So that rain head is going to be like, you're not even going to know it's there.
Do you have to, aren't you going to drop it down a little bit or no?
Yeah, it's going to be like 4 inches down from the
ceiling. Oh, not even. Okay. So it's really going to be high.
It's going to be high. And it's designed, it's a big oval, like a 12-inch oval shape. And it's got the second function is in the middle of it. And it's kind of funky. This whole Kohler line of stuff is designed around kind of effective use of water.
Yeah. No, their new stuff is amazing. How it puts out the feel and the pattern, everything, and yet it's using less water than ever before. It's crazy. All of these companies are going a long way with the design of that stuff.
Yeah. I think
handheld, can't go wrong with a handheld though.
Rinse down, wash down. Yeah. Yep. I think the biggest thing that I came out of the builder show with that I've never seen anywhere else was the sheer focus on water use. And we saw it at Ish too.
Yeah.
I mean, like how you use a small amount of water to make it feel like it's huge.
And yeah. The design of this stuff, like I just said, it's amazing. Yeah.
I may end up adding a second tankless to the basement mechanical, but I don't know. We'll see how.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about conserving. Now you're asking.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're looking for, this might be more of a man wash, but I don't know.
You know, we'll see. I hear you. Actually I have two tankless in my house.
Yeah.
I always had, that's what it's been when I went from tanks to tankless. And we did that because there's a 3/4 inch supply to a soaking tub.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, the math says this, you know,
yep.
Could I do it with just one? Yeah. But having two, I'm going to get twice a life guaranteed. But anyway, yeah, I think the fixtures are awesome.
Yep.
I could, you know what I want in my shower when I do it? Steam.
Steam. I'm on the fence. I think I'm going to plumb up for it.
Well, it sounds like you're over your mechanical storage area. Below,
it's
right?
Easy. It's super easy. So I think, it's going to get steam in it.
I've done so many of these generators over the years, and there's one that I would recommend, and we could talk about that off air. Lifetime warranty on them, that kind of thing. Awesome. You pay up front now, but it's a good unit, easy to install. The reason I think I need steam is because I've got a customer that has done this in multiple properties, and that person has convinced me that I need it. They are so over the top. Like, this is like daily I use this thing, and I'll sit there for 20 minutes just steam soaking it in. And I'm like, why do you do that? And he's like, it's better than the best rain shower. It's better. You know, like, it just feels so good to have that. And I'm like, huh?
Sweet.
Maybe I should try it. So I think I'm going to do it on my remodel,
sweet,
whenever that is.
Yeah, I like say I haven't ruled it out yet, and I'm probably going to do it.
You're loaded. Come on.
Yeah. Put it in me next giving to the money. Bin.
Time about money. I'm the cheap one. Yeah, I don't know. I'll leave it at. I have used a steam shower.
Yeah,
I don't own one, so like I don't. I don't know. Would I be excited about it at first, and then would it wear off, or would it be like my customer who will not move into a different property or expand their ownership of into more properties, whatever.
Yeah.
Like he's remodeling everything he ever buys. The guy's loaded, but, and it includes a steam shower every time. Yep. So in fact, I just did a cabin for him. It has two steam showers in it, upstairs and downstairs.
You're going to have to send me the link on it.
It's a nice unit. Yeah. All right, dude. Let's call it. That's long bonus. See ya. Good luck. Right. It's going to be another month before your shower's done. We're going to have to get a third update on the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It'll come.
All right. See ya.
See ya.